Everybody, welcome back to MGM Marketabilities Podcast.
Yes.
I'm back, finally.
Yeah, you're back. Yeah,
I've been gone for a few episodes.
You were?
Yeah.
I thought you missed one.
Two episodes.
Mm-hmm. You were missed.
Was I?
Yes.
Was it my...
Now, which days were
shockingly good looks?
Well,
was it your ability
to get the tagline right?
Was because it my I think wisdom?
It was all of the above. It was all of the above. Yes, and we had some newbies that just changed up the tagline and all of that. But
that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, all of it. No matter how you string it, you want to learn, you want to develop, you want to launch.
And it's also right there, so yeah, they could have just turned around
absolutely.
And read it.
Yeah, and they didn't, but that's okay, you know, because we're learning and we're sometimes launching and then realizing we need to develop. So
yep.
There it is. Look, it is something that keeps coming up, and we want to talk to you guys about it. And if nothing else, it gives everybody a better understanding because marketing is so broad when you hear marketing, right? What do you think about when you hear marketing?
I mean, I think because of me growing up in the world of that I've lived in, I think like first thing is Facebook ads.
Facebook ads.
Yeah, for me.
For marketing, okay.
But then you see like billboards like announcements or like ads on like a TV show.
Yes.
Or like watching Hulu and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Those are like the first things that come into my mind, but that's not even touching it.
Marketing or advertising.
Oh, okay.
See?
Yeah, see, I don't even know if I really fully understand the difference.
Well, let's see. Let's break it down for people because we are in a position right now. We're super excited when a client will contact us and say, hey, I need your help from the ground up. Mm. You know, like I've developed this really cool app or I've developed this really cool website that's going to revolutionize this, that, or the other. And it's like, help me. Yes. Right. Okay. Yeah. So we get to start with branding.
Yeah.
That is a huge risk. I didn't say logo. I said branding.
Branding, yeah.
Because sometimes people get so caught up in a logo. A logo is important and will be with you forever, but unless you change it, because you're like, man, that was a really dumb logo.
Yeah. And that's what's great about logos is like they can just be changed and it's fine.
Tweaked. Yeah.
It's not the biggest deal in the world, but your brand is like a whole...
Everything.
It's like the essence of your... Everything. Yeah.
Your brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to live and die, sink or swim, all of that, because the brand will set the expectation of whatever it is that you do.
That was good.
Was that good?
That was really good.
Where did I read that? No. So you've got the brand marketing, right? Which it's so important that there are some things that you can do to ensure that your logo will be well received.
True.
Because... It was somebody. We just ran a test on the business's name, and actually it failed because this particular business sounds like it's something else. Mm. I don't want to say it because we'd love to work with you,
right?
But it's in fact a whole other industry.
Oh,
that's confusing.
That is confusing.
Somebody messed up your branding.
Yeah, for sure. Know?
Sorry about that. Yeah. We'll help you try and fix that. But you got to have your brand because your brand is going to set that stage, that tone of who you are and the expectations set. And then the all important direct marketing.
Yes.
Direct.
Yeah. Which when I hear direct marketing, I literally like, it's like the coupons I get in the mail.
From
an automotive shop or something. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to go to you. Like, right. What the heck?
Yeah. It's, you know, it used to be probably an impactful way to do business, but direct marketing is okay. We have a relationship. I am now targeting you because I know you're ready and I need you. I'm marketing to you directly because it's time to act.
Yeah. It's like you have a need
and
I have a solution to that
need. I have
it
today. Yeah. Yes.
But it doesn't really matter. Everything else doesn't really matter.
Right.
It's more so it's like we're going to solve your problem.
Yeah.
Whether it's like the cheapest way or the most expensive way or whatever.
And that'll go back to your brand marketing. Are you established enough that through that direct marketing avenue, they now trust you because they know your brand. They know what you're about. Mm. You're now targeting them directly. Are they going to pull the trigger? They may call that the low end of the funnel as well. Like that's that decision-making process. You know, I'm not thinking about buying a house. I'm buying today. Who am I calling? You know, that's direct. That's the bottom of the funnel. That's let's get it done today. And hopefully we did a good job with all that other stuff before.
Well, yeah, because if your branding's in place, and you already it's like you can establish trust mm-hmm. with direct marketing, right?
Right.
And you can establish yourself as like a prominent person in that field.
Sure.
But if your branding is even more on point, like behind it,
right?
Like your infrastructure built behind it, that's just going to make me even feel safer to work with you.
Absolutely.
Because even though I already do trust you as a person, maybe as like, you know, your direct thing or mm-hmm. whatever. It's like, if you have something built around you, mm-hmm. it almost seems like you built like a massive cruise ship around what you're doing.
Well, you said it earlier, and this is so important to remember. Your brand is that foundation, because what if you want to expand your product line? What if you want to offer something else? Yeah. What if, you know, and it could be something not comparable, actually completely different. But if that brand is attached, there are already those expectations in place. Mm. Right?
Right. Because it's like they've already established themselves as the type of company to do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we talked about it. How many times have you ever seen Louis Vuitton on clearance?
No. I don't even know who
Lamborghinis trade-in, you know, on a... Yeah, I mean, hey, it's the truth. You know, when you've got that solid, you've got that solid foundation, that structure, people know what to expect. Right. And when they see it, they're comfortable. They're in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And there's so many ways to establish that, really, that direct marketing.
I think when you go to like a car dealership,
yep.
and if you're buying like a Lamborghini or, and this is not a knock
Have
on,
you ever
on like
gone
Honda.
To a Lamborghini?
No,
a
but, Honda. I'm, okay. but I'm saying like, you know, the difference is like I'm pretty sure going to a Lamborghini dealership is way smoother.
Oh man, they better offer me champagne when I step onto the lot.
But it's not even that. Like, I'm just saying, like, the process.
Really?
I'm sure the process of buying the car is just way, they just make it way better because it's just a part of the brand.
Don't they just hit the door and it opens like this and you're like, I'm sold?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that's what you're saying. It's such a different buying experience. And then they lock that door and they're like, okay, so here's the paperwork, you know, right. sign that. But no, it's interesting. If you look out there and you start to study the game and those that have been in it for the long game, it is really interesting to start seeing those brands that did it and did it right. And you know what? You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can do some research and sort of mimic or model your business around that concept, around that idea, the way people did it, you know, way back then.
Right.
Because that's the other thing. When it is a strong brand, man, it's been around for a while.
For sure.
Yeah. Some of those mainstays.
You know? Like I think of, and this is so random, but not really. It's like, I think of Pioneer.
Oh yeah. Like, wow. Yeah.
Because like, that's like my dad worked for that company for so long and they've been around. I don't even know how long they've been
agricultural
around.
Company. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many of those.
Right. Right.
You know, there's so many of those that it's like, they have their own brand built around it, but it's just like,
they did a good job.
Seed corn.
It's solid. Well, you know, in science and everything.
Well,
behind
I know,
it,
but dumbing it down, you know, like that's really mostly what it is. It's just like seed, which is a big deal because they're trying to feed the planet.
They are. It is kind of a big deal. Yeah. It is kind of a big deal, but you're right. Like as soon as you said that, I could see their logo.
Yeah.
I can see their buildings.
Yeah.
I know what they promise.
Colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying we use that.
No.
You know, in our farm, we might use another.
I know
seed
you
corn.
Don't, but it's, isn't it funny how you already like know?
I mean, Beck's hybrids could be good as well. You know,
no, I'm sure they are
that small. And here's
I trust Steve.
Yeah, hi, honey. No, but seriously, so the way the Beck's brand has built itself is very much the family environment, which Pioneer I deem more as
more corporate,
a leader, right?
Yeah.
In the corporate world, in those, you know, scientific traits, all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And the fact that you told me your father who worked there at one point, his password would change every 15 seconds. So they were doing some high level stuff.
Every 30 to 60 seconds.
That is insane.
For him to get into his computer.
That is great. Were we supposed to say that?
And he wasn't even like, oh yeah, I mean,
okay,
they already
okay.
know, but
okay.
like, he wasn't even like a scientist or anything. He was just a salesman. Like a really good salesman, but it was just, that's
Listen,
how protective they are.
Somebody could take him hostage and
it's
say,
true.
Okay. I mean, hold him for ransom.
Yeah.
For like soybeans or something, like instead of corn, soybeans.
I mean, that would be a good news story.
That would be a great news story. The question is, would your mother pay the ransom?
That is actually really questionable. I don't know. Mom, if you're watching this, text me
Let
and tell me
know.
If you'd pay the
Let
ransom.
Let us know if you would pay the ransom. You would.
I would.
You're oh, a for fan sure. of Dan. Yeah, I yeah. like. I like the guy. Heck, yeah. I'd probably pay it too.
Yeah,
I like it. He's a cool dude.
Yeah,
yeah. But you know, we're just giving you some brands to think about. Go back and research. And the other thing that I found fascinating this week is not only the longevity, but you can also attach that monetary gain. Go ahead and Google. You know, the top 10 billionaires in the country or whatever. I was blown away to learn of some of those brands. We talked about it. Urban Outfitters.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Billions of dollars. It's crazy.
That is insane. And then still the heir to the Campbell's soup or the condensed soup market that started in the 1800s. Who was branding so well back then, man? That red and white can.
I don't know. It's really impressive.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Because they haven't really changed
much.
One of
the longest lasting brands.
Let's go in search of that.
We'll have to figure that out. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So what other ones would be the longer? Okay. Bunny Bread. Did that go back a long time? Nah, not the 1800s.
Maybe it's not that far. No.
Yeah.
What about Jesus? Is that a brand?
Jesus. WWJD.
Yeah.
Jesus isn't really a brand. He's like a he's a mainstay in the way he's of an individual.
He's the ultimate brand.
The ultimate brand. Like I'm aligning myself with Jesus.
Would he be like the universal brand?
He is the, that was good. See, that was good too. The universal brand, Jesus. Amen? Amen. Okay.
You know, I'm almost sure you could find tips on branding in the Bible.
What? Oh, the Bible. There's something for everything.
Just when it comes to like Christianity and how it was spread and the kindness and.
You want
to
research that?
I kind of do. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be interesting.
And then we'll direct market after we brand.
Yeah.
Figure out how to brand.
We're going to hit people in the face with
with biblical ideology. Can you imagine? No, but it's, you know, it's so fascinating to watch because we talk about it all the time, the changes and the differences. But truly, if you get back to the meat and potatoes of it and you start to break it down, yes, the way we direct market now is different and probably a lot more tactics are being put to use. But that brand marketing, man, that's so, so important and really simple, simplified.
Sure.
People overdo it. They think they, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Nike. It's just a whoosh. Oh, just, did you hear that?
Just do whoosh. It. Yeah, that was actually, that was nice. Yeah.
Thanks.
Or the even like Adidas, the three lines.
No, I wouldn't recognize that. I would totally know.
What do you mean?
I know. I made it up. But isn't it interesting if you watch the Jordan documentary, it wasn't always smooth sailing for Nike.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jordan single-handedly saved them. I think they were in the, you know what?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So see, now you just need a really good athlete if you feel like your business or your brand is in the tank. Just pull you right out there.
Pro tip of the day.
Pro
find
tip.
Find yourself a pro athlete to represent your
to
brand.
To bring your business back. I mean, that is the other thing.
You only have to pay them millions and millions of dollars.
No, not at the time.
That's,
it was Jordan, remember?
Yeah.
But Mama said you'll be paid. Oh,
Mama
was a good,
made the best deal
good.
She could ever make.
Wow. I think when the movie was made, he was still getting royalties of $400 million
per year.
I would imagine. Yeah,
it's crazy.
They sell a lot of Nikes in this country.
Not just in this country, too.
Actually, it's interesting you say that. Yeah. The big market is overseas for all those sneaker brands and such. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. You know what's, you know what I found out? It's really big in other countries. Like, it's gotten big in our country, but Carhartt, you know how Carhartt is like, it's become more of like a fashion brand.
Yes.
In other countries, it is a fashion brand. Like, you actually walk into the mall there. Have you seen this?
I have.
Walk into a Carhartt and it's actually more of like a mall, like fancy store. And the clothes aren't the same.
I can tell you why.
Of like what we have here.
The year that I launched Timmy the Tractor, little children's book and character, I was at a, trade show with Carhartt, okay? Because they were introducing some of their new product line for the year, whatever. It was the last year that the clothes were made in this country.
Whoa.
So that would have been knocking on 15, 20 years ago.
Okay.
And they sent all of the work overseas, which you just talked about, how it changed.
Right.
The quality, whether it's better, whether it's worse, and then the popularity. So see, they saw something and then they had that opportunity, capitalized on it.
Sure.
Because it was a big brand. It is a big brand.
Well, it's like crazy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. like especially like in Asia countries, like they,
they're like, we're wearing Carhartt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's so big here. They're like, oh.
But is it made to withstand like they made it here in America?
I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Kind
of like those Tom's shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You remember how you would buy those Tom's shoes and then it would send over a pair to someone?
You would donate
the pair that they would send over were about a billion times nicer.
Really? Than the ones you were going to go the other way.
No,
that's awesome. Yeah,
they last way longer than the ones you would buy here.
Aw.
Yeah.
See, I love Tom's now. That's a way. Look at that. A great way to build your brand.
Yes.
Your business.
Which, I mean, yeah, because we did a podcast on that is like, figuring out a way to give back is just, it's going to cement your brand
100%.
Into people's brains 100%. Because they're going to love how much that you decided to give up.
Yeah.
You know,
and I love that. And there's plenty to go around, especially, yeah. I mean, look at Campbell's soup, like $3 billion worth of stuff.
Yeah.
All the heirs in the world couldn't spend all that.
No. Wow.
How much does it take to make a can of condensed soup?
Put your guesses down below.
How many different comments do we have going this podcast?
Oh, gosh.
All right, Marketabilities, we're here, so you don't have to be, but we would like to meet you face-to-face sometime.
Yeah, let us know if you want to be on a podcast.
Yeah, come talk to us.
You guys have any marketing questions?
Or answers.
Or, yeah, if you have better answers than we do.
Love that.
Yeah,
bring them.
And
for it. Yeah, and if you need help with your business, your branding, whatever,
yeah,
we'll just collab.
Yeah.
Word of the day.
Yeah.
Collaborate. Okay. That's all I got.
See you guys.